And joining us right now is the woman we knew as the bitch from Survivor, but I think she's really kind of nice. But she's guesting right now as a bitch again on the Joe Schmo Show, which is seen tonight on Spike TV, Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. And welcome to the show.
Hi. Did you call me Betsy?
No, I did not. I didn't call you Betsy. I called you Jerry.
Okay.
Isn't that your name, Jerry?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, it must be my Boston accent.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm going to get used to that real quick here.
But if you want me to call you Betsy, I'd be glad to.
No, no.
Like, I thought maybe you're going to change your name and have a whole new career. See? Now, Jerry's already acting like a bitch. Look at that. Isn't that great?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning here.
No, nah, it's interesting. You know, I watched Survivor. I was a big fan of that show. And you know, the way they edit it, they can kind of make you whatever they want to make you.
Yeah, well, I kind of gave them a lot of material. So.
I'm trying to defend you, and there you go.
Nah, I'm not going to blame the editing.
Well, Jerry, you know, it's become a career, right? I mean, you know.
Well,
yeah, at least you get a gig here out of this. But what have you been doing since Survivor?
Oh, dear God. How much time do we have?
We have plenty of time. Some of the highlights.
I've been very, very busy. I've been hosting different gigs and doing different shows and stuff like that. Right now, the reason I'm calling you is because I just I did a little bit on a show called the Joe Schmo Show. And I don't know if you're familiar with the show or not, but it's basically a total spoof on reality shows.
I'm not only a fan of the show, but I've seen all of the episodes and I'm following it closely. And we've had most of the cast on the show.
It's a fun show.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah,
I just feel so bad for that guy Matt on the show, that's all. You know?
Well, yeah, I think people are going to feel bad until the end when he's let in on the secret and gets a big fat check. And
yeah, yeah.
He gets paid for his time, you know?
But it's really funny to watch him, though, because they throw him a little crumb and he just grabs it and goes with it and... You know, they couldn't have got a better casting job than that. I mean, they had thousands of people try out, and they got the perfect guy.
Yeah, they totally did. Yeah, so tonight,
yeah,
I was hired to judge a talent contest, and they basically told me, they were like, Jerry, just we want you to be the Simon Cowell of the show.
Right.
Explore your bitchy side and exploit it.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, just go for it. Just rip these folks apart. And, you know, I'm not a mean person, but I had a really good time being the bitch from Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely, you want to catch that episode. It's a good one.
Now, how did you end up on Survivor?
Oh, dear God. I auditioned. I sent in a 3-minute tape. I filled out the 6.
What did you do on the tape that was different than most people's?
Well, I basically cut a mini movie of my life. I was bartending at the time to help pay the bills, and I had someone filming me at work, making martinis and breaking bags of ice, and you know, being very physical, and then also some backpacking and camping and driving my four-wheel drive, cooking, playing with my animals. I just made it a very extensive look at my life, like all the different aspects of my personality and all the things that I enjoyed doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught myself how to edit and cut little mini movies.
And you end up doing very well in Survivor.
I did. I'm very proud of the way I play the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, regardless of what people may have thought of me, I'm very proud of the way I played Survivor.
Well, you played the way they're supposed to play it.
Yeah.
If you want to win, you got to play the right way. You know?
Yeah. I think I did a pretty good job, and I stayed true to myself. And, you know, you didn't get to see any of the good, really fun stuff that happened out there, but...
I got to ask you, because I'm not familiar with this, but because I don't have your biography in front of me or anything like that, but I assume that after that Survivor series that you were approached by magazines like Playboy. Did you do those magazines?
Yeah, I did. I did Playboy.
You did? I missed it, obviously. See that?
September 2001.
Really? Oh, what was that like?
Yeah. It was great. I had a great time. The people were very professional, and I got a lot of input regarding what I wanted out of it.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out to be a really beautiful layout that I'm very proud of.
Well, Playboy always does a very tasteful job at all their photos. It's very artistic.
Yeah.
But now, did you get reaction from, like, childhood friends, from your family, when those came out, things like that?
Oh, yeah. I got, everybody had their 2 cents to throw in.
What did your parents think of that?
My parents are very old-fashioned. They were very nervous about the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, my dad will never the pictures. He just knows that I was happy with the experience, and he sees that I'm happy with my life. And, you know, my dad trusts my own judgment, but he'll never have to see the pictures.
Do guys treat you differently once you're in Playboy? I mean, were more guys coming for you, or were people scared of even approaching you? Did that affect at all your social life?
Well, I think the whole Survivor thing, along with the Playboy thing, intimidated some men. But the way I looked at it was, if it intimidated them, then it was just another way to weed out the weak ones.
Exactly. Hey, you don't want someone that's going to be that weak anyway. You want a strong person.
No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, have you ended up hooking up, or are you still available?
I don't know.
You don't know. Wow.
I will tell.
That's pretty sad. She doesn't know. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Well, that means that you're still available. Because if you weren't, if you were, like, you know, a serious, you know, engagement type of thing, I would assume you'd say that. So that other,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, so that's good.
You know,
it's nice. So people can actually see you tonight. If you're wondering, you know, how Jerry looks, and she always looks, she's hot. She's hot. You know that. But if you want. You know you're hot. You gotta, you know, I wake up in the morning, I look in the mirror, I see Mark Snyder in the mirror, and I go, well, pfft. You wake up, you see Jerry in the mirror, and you go, oh, yeah, baby. Right? Isn't that true? Isn't that exactly? Listen,
I don't know anybody who wakes up in the morning and goes, yeah, baby.
Maybe Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Well, you can see Jerry tonight in the flesh on the Network for Men, Spike TV, tonight at 9 o'clock on the Joe Schmo Show. And you can see this poor guy, Matt, who's sucking into playing this game that he thinks is real and it's not. And we're all in on the joke and he's not. And it's just hilarious. I love this show.
It's such a great concept.
It's a great concept. And of course, we've talked to Ashley the Bitch, and we talked to Holly the Virgin, we talked to the host of the show, and now we talked to the lovely Jerry Manthe. So I'm very excited about that. Now,
well,
Jerry actually would prefer that I call her Betsy, but I'm going to call her Jerry instead. I just not going to do the Betsy thing, Jerry. I know you want me to call you that, but I'm just not going to do it.
No, it's my inner child.
Yeah, I know. Maybe inside you always wanted to be Betsy, but you're Jerry, and you have to live with that name, Jerry.
Oh,
all right?
God.
Is that okay with you? If I call you Jerry instead of Betsy?
Yeah.
All right.
I
well, Jerry, it's a pleasure talking to you. Are you working on anything else that we can see you in?
Yeah, if you're in the LA area, I'm doing sketch comedy now on Friday nights at 10 o'clock at the Sierra Stage on Sierra Bonita. And soon, up and coming, just became part of a burlesque show that's kind of like the Pussycat Dolls. I'm still very busy and having a good time. My life is, I feel truly blessed. I really do.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and I'd like to see you in one of those outfits at the Pussycat type show. So make sure you email me a shot, please.
Sure.
Send a photo. Send a photo to Mark at pmpnetwork.com, and I will enjoy that.
Okay.
And I'll send you one back from one of our S&M shows or something, you know? I'll entertain you as well.
Okay.
All right, Jerry. It's a pleasure talking to you, Jerry.
Thanks so much, Mark.
And everybody tune in tonight at 9 o'clock on Spike and watch Jerry on the Joe Schmo Show. She'll be judging the talentless panel. The people that are, the guests are not very talented.
Oh, you have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, they're really not talented at all, but you have to come and say they're even less talented than they are, which is, you know.
I rip them to shreds.
Yeah, and they deserve most of the ribs, although the guy that played the xylophone did a pretty good job. That was Brian. Brian, I think he played the xylophone, didn't he? Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, the first person, yeah. Did a nice job.
Did you see it?
I did it, yeah, I saw it, yes. Of course I saw it. I see everything in advance.
Oh, wow.
I'm Mark Snyder. I see everything. I'm all knowing, all seeing. In fact, I've seen next season's stuff already too. It's already in my head. It's already concepted and seen. So.
Nice.
Jerry, it's a pleasure talking to you.
Like.
And I'm going to tell you that you're going to do very well in Survivor when you go on. See, I'm telling you, I know what's going on. You know. Take care, Jerry.
All right, you too.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.